We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I am Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. This is Jay from the MTA, so you're Stephanie Kay from the MTA.
Well, hey, that makes for a great day. Well, Jay, thank you for always being here with me. I don't know what I could do without you, so it's a nice team.
Well, it's always good to be loved.
Of course, and needed. That's always a good thing, too.
Yes, every week we do a new segment, and it's with somebody new, or maybe an organization or a program or a person. And if you know of anybody out there that you think is really beneficial for the community, we'd love to hear from you. Jay and I would love to interview you. And Jay, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You can just drop us an email at ontheroad@mtaflint.org.
Okay. Are you checking those every week?
They come to my email box, and I get an alert every single time.
Okay, because I'm not getting those, and I want to respond to them, so we got to work on that.
Okay, we're going to work on that.
But still send it, because one of us are going to get right back with you for sure. But I have to say, Ed Benning, the CEO, and I have been out in the community and meeting a lot of people, and you and radio as well yourself, Jay. You've met a lot of interesting people.
A lot of interesting people.
And don't you love it when you meet somebody who is dynamic and fun?
Yep.
Well, I have somebody I want to introduce you to today. It's going to be just that.
Excellent.
All right. Now, this young woman, I'll say, she is amazing because she has hosted and produced her own Flint radio station right here in this area, WFLT AM 1420 on the dial. She is the inspiration behind the Flint radio station, the African American inspiration. And when you see her, she's going to welcome you like your family. She's going to welcome you with a smile, and she's going to hug you. And with COVID, she can't do that, but she's at least keeping her distance right now, and she's in a different room. So thank you for joining us, Betty Hendricks.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Now, when I was at your show, you always greet us with a smile and applause. You always applaud and say, yay, so there's that for you.
Yes.
So, Betty.
We love happy. We love excited. We love being excited about meeting new friends at WFLT. And when Stephanie Kay came into our midst, we're so glad to welcome her, and I love the fact that she says, I'm Stephanie Kay from MTA. Nice rhyme.
Yep, yeah. It rhymes.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, Betty, you are a delight, too, I must say. You really affected me. When I first met you, I told Ed, she is such an inspiration because you have such faith about you and you bring that to the table and you just bring joy, laughter, and information. You're so resourceful. And I know you've been doing it for 15 years since August. What is the best thing you like about hosting and producing your own radio show?
Well, the fact that I actually do work with the community. I work with great people in the community, such as yourself and Mr. Ed Benning. And, of course, it was a dream for me to do that show because it is to promote our African-American history. I do feel that it should be a subject that's taught in the schools, but it's not. And because it's not doesn't mean that we don't have to have a way to do it. So we do it every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30. We pick out a profile from some of our heroes in African-American history, and we read that profile, and or we'll take the time and talk about people that are in the Flint and surrounding community doing things that 10 years from now, it'll definitely be history. So we're history and we're current. We are currently sponsored by the Ruth Mott Foundation, Applewood, which I'm a volunteer over at, and I love the fact that they do support me with that program, as well as we've got education involved, my community college, the U of M Flint. And then we go to the Cultural Center. We are sponsored also by the Flint Institute of Arts at times, and we have different ones that are over there doing great things in the community. But what I like most is we're learning. Everybody's learning from the other person.
That's what I liked about your show, too, because you have a small little studio, but, man, it was full. It was packed full of interesting people, helpful people. You could just feel the love in the room. You really could. And I learned about, like, free services that were out there, free programs.
Right.
And I know you have Genesee Health Plan in there, and they have, you know, free coverage for people that don't have insurance. And what's some of the most, I think, interesting things that you've actually discovered in your interviews?
Well, what I've discovered most in our interviews is the people in Flint are more than willing to give out information. Mm-hmm. I met a lot of people who said that there was nothing to do in Flint. And our program has actually changed that because we invite the people in the city of Flint to come and tell what's going on in Flint. So people can't say that there's nothing to do in Flint. We changed that all together. There's lots to do. There's lots of places to go. There's lots of great people to work with. But of course, we've all been affected by the pandemic. and our goings and comings has been basically now narrowed down to online. But that's going to change just like everything else. Everything changes. But I think what this is a learning process for us to understand. Because we get accustomed to something does not mean that that's going to be the way it always is. And always be flexible. Be able to change when change comes. Because I do say change is good. There's something good about this situation, even though we might not be able to think about it immediately. I know the loved ones that we've had that made their transitions, that's not necessarily something we look at as a good thing. The other thing that I look at as a good thing is the fact that maybe we haven't had a little time to slow down with our family, with our children, with our grandparents, with all of the people that we were just too busy to sit down and have a nice, quiet conversation with. That was never possible before because we were always on the go, always had someplace to go, something to do, myself included. But I think that this has slowed us down a little bit more to appreciate today and don't take it for granted because tomorrow is just not planned and we don't have a purpose. So we got to really slowly define what we're going to do with our future.
That is so true, Betty, because I was like you. I was on the go all the time, 24/7. I was exhausted. And I have to say, it's kind of nice not to have to be someplace and you don't feel guilty about it because no one can go anywhere.
Right.
And my mother is 92, and I don't know how much more time I'm going to have with her. And I'm so grateful that I can be with her. Even if I'm working from home, I'm still doing emails and phone calls, but I can see her. I don't have to say I'm at work for 9 hours, Mom. You have to wait for me. It's just so nice to work from home and to see your family. And yeah, that's a blessing, actually. You wouldn't think something so positive could come out of something so tragic, but you're right. Change is good, and things do happen.
Yeah. Right, right. Lots of parents haven't seen their children go and come from school. And they're probably getting ready to go in their senior year. Mm-hmm. And they haven't seen their kids go out the door. And really, we've got a large population of kids that I call latchkey kids. They see mom and dad off to work. They're told, okay, when you leave, lock the door. And they get in from school before mom and dad gets in. Mm-hmm. So they're called latchkey kids. And I understand that these kids don't have mom and dad greeting them at the end of the day. We might have back in the day had mom and dad and or grandparents waiting on us to get in from school, but right now the kids got to go in, they got to get their snacks at school, they got to sit down and watch TV and wait until their parents get home. So now we've had a chance to see what the real world is like, see what the kids are doing. They get a chance to see us. They actually get a chance to have a conversation if they want one. And how many parents could say, well, you know, I never talk to my kids.
Right?
Kids could say, I never talk to my parents. Now they're doing that. They're doing a lot more of that.
That is so true, and that's so important because kids need their parents. They need that guidance. They need somebody at home with them at all times, and I think that's wonderful.
Right.
And it's saving money.
Right.
I've talked to a friend of mine who he had to drive about an hour every day to work, and he's now permanently working from home. Even if things change, they said, nope, it's working because we're saving lights and gas and the rent on the building. They don't have to do that any longer. And he said it was saving money and the wear and tear on his car and the gas and time away from his family and dry cleaning on his suits. And he said it's just so much nicer to be able to work from home. So there are some real positive things when you really take a step back and look at those things.
Well, I think change is good. I don't think that there's something I ideally would like to do all the time.
Right, of course.
Because you don't have a tendency to break up work and home. You'll find yourself home doing a bunch of work, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
We're supposed to be spending family time when we're home, but since we've taken the work home, then we're doing more work at home than we ever did before, and we don't necessarily have the family time. But I like the fact that we can work with that. We can make that happen.
Well, they say 8 hours.
I'm just thinking, 8 hours at the office. Now, I worked in Troy, so I drove an hour one way to get to work. I drove an hour the other way to come back. I commuted for 9 years. So I'm one of those people that commuted. And I understood what that world was like. And I think everybody should commute. Because then you get the understanding of what people go through in order to get to their job.
Especially if you have a fresh pot of coffee and the smell of a fresh radio studio every morning.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we're the number one gospel radio station. And what we do, we're 24-hour day. So for those of us that like gospel music, turn to 1520 AM and you'll get an awesome list of the gospel songs, the new current ones, and the old ones. So, you know, we enjoy that kind of music. but this is the only station in the Genesee County that has that, and it's 24 hours a day. We enjoy that. So that's what's different about WFLP. We do have people that advertise with us. We've got Hamilton Healthcare, Genesee Health System, you know, lots of people advertise with us. So if you've got a business and or a product that you want to promote, give us a call and we can help you with that.
And how do they get a hold of you, Betty?
810-239-5733. That's 810-239-5733. That's WFLG 1420 AM.
Sounds like you've said that before.
Yep. I've said that before. I'll keep on saying it because they're a great bunch of people to work with. Sister Dolores, Uncle Al, Alice D. Andrea is our office manager. She does a great job. We've just got a great staff over there.
I know you do. And there is one young lady there, and I think she is legally blind, and she works the radio station. Is she still there?
Who is that?
I don't remember her name. I was going to ask you her name. She's legally blind, and she's been there for quite a while at the radio station.
Oh, you're talking about Alice D. Evans.
Yes.
Alice has been there over 30 years. I think she celebrated her 33rd anniversary.
Wow.
She's a Michigan State graduate, and the credentials that this lady's got, you know, it's amazing. She even worked for General Motors at one point. You know, she is an amazing lady. Yes, she is blind, but she can tell you she can see just like you, so you really can't do that to her.
Well,
you know,
I must say, yeah, some people that are might be legally blind, they have the best insight.
Yep.
Right. If she's got a piece of paper missing, she'll say, well, I can't see that right now. But, you know, Alice is making, she has quite a story. Alice D. Evans is her name, and she is an amazing lady. Sister Dolores, she's an amazing lady. We've got some great DJs and guys that come in and out of there. They come and they stay, you know, 4 to 6 hours a day or whatever, and then they go on their way. But they're very dedicated. They've been in the broadcasting industry, a lot of them over 25 years. So they're very, very capable. Very capable.
That's
they either
great.
Make your commercials when you want to buy a commercial, or you can make your commercials by coming into the studio and working with them to get it done.
Oh, that's great. I know you also have a calendar that you put out as well. Tell us about that.
Well, we do. African American Inspiration has calendar sponsors. And the calendar is produced by Dr. Kim Yarber. He is and was a professor at the University of Michigan in Africana Studies. By this program, African American Inspiration, being based upon our history, and the calendar that he produces, we got together with some of our people in the community and said, would you be a calendar sponsor? And we've got several calendar sponsors, as well as the MTA is a calendar sponsor for African American Inspiration. This calendar has all 12 months, but they've got a profile on one person who is the person who's being profiled, but in every square, every day of the month, they've got something in history about our Black history. So that's what's so great about that. Now, they'd love for you to reach out to them. They've got a website, BAACC.online, BAACC.online. You can find out more about that. But then they've got a new one, which is the American History Calendar, and that's a new one. So there's lots of history available through the radio station as well as through WFLP on African American Inspiration.
Well, I know as a sponsor, you had given us a lot of calendars to hand out. I gave my mom one, and she uses it every day. She writes in little squares up there, and she has it on her wall.
Good.
So she's using it. Yeah, she loves it.
Good. What is so great about this calendar, we've got 2,200 calendars that went out for the year 2021. And these calendars are going all over the state, all over the county, all over the city. And that way, they've got history. I can't do it every week, but we can do it if we can get a calendar to you. So if you want to, call them or go to their online, which is BAACC.online.
Well, thank you for all of that, Betty. I do miss seeing you in person because I love that smile and that hug, and you're just an inspiration to anybody who knows you.
Well, thank you very, very much. And, you know, we're still doing, you know, the remotes. We're calling in, but that won't last a long time. But we've been doing that now for quite a while. And we'll keep doing it until we get permission to go back into the studio. But that's working really well because some people are enjoying not having to be sitting in this chair at 10 o'clock. But everybody's been really good about calling in, and we have our conversations still on the phone. and we still get the show done within 30 minutes. As a matter of fact, I got you down for this weekend, right, Steph?
Yes, I'm supposed to be on the show on Saturday.
Well, and
the great part about the remote is my daughter needed me to drive to Grand Rapids to babysit the kids for the weekend, and I can still do that and be on your show since it's remote. They're going to go to a play date for them to go next door. I'm going to talk to you at 10 o'clock, so I'm looking forward to that. Yes. Thanks so much for having us.
That's wonderful. That's the one thing I've been getting lots of compliments on doing the remote. Because people are doing it from wherever they want to be, and they haven't had to come into the studio. Now, they've managed to get to the studio. That's been a good thing on their part. But the fact that because of the pandemic, we are just not gathering together, you know, right now. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to last a long time. I think we've gone the biggest part of the time, because we started that in March of last year. And then we did from March of last year until July. I did a bunch of tapes. Because out of all of the 14 years that I had been having this radio program, I was not playing any recorded. I was just doing it just to have records of our shows. But these tapes came in really, really good. We would be able to do some of the shows that we had done in the past. They still sound good. And then in July, we went back to the live programs and doing the remote. So we've got material to go on the air with or without a pandemic. So we found out we can do some things that people really thought that we might not be able to do. We've come through anyway.
You have. You really have. You are a strong woman. I just really admire that about you. And just so you'll know, if anybody does need to come into your radio station to do the interview, or if you know somebody who wants to go to church or to the grocery store, MTA is always there to take people where they need to go. And you know that. So MTA is always backing you up there. Yes. And I think you know this, but I'd like for you to share with your audiences too, is that MTA has free rides right now every Sunday, because they know how important it is, especially during this COVID, this time of challenge, to get people to church or to see their loved ones or to the grocery store. So every single Sunday, everyone gets to ride for free, your ride or the buses.
Excellent. You know, the MTA is really expanding and making people freer to get where they need to go. I was talking to a friend, and she was having a difficult time getting to where she needed to go. I told her, contact MTA, and they've been working with her and helping her to get where she's got to go. As a matter of fact, Al C at the radio station, she's been riding the MTA for over 30 years.
Wow, good to hear. I'm so glad to hear that.
They take her to work, and they pick her up.
I'm so glad to hear that.
She's been doing it over 30 years. Yes, she does. And she's an MTA rider.
Yay. Well, I'll give applause to that. Betty, there's an applause.
More
yes.
Applause.
I love that about you, Betty. Well, all right. You know, we always end the segment with one fun fact about MTA. Okay. And I don't know if you even know about this yet, Betty, but a lot of other public transportations, you know, they had to shut down because of the pandemic. Well, MTA stepped up to the plate, and they actually made things more safe. They put plastic in the between the front and the back seats of the drivers, and they make sure that the temperatures are taken for each of the passenger and the driver, and they make sure you have masks on, and they will provide those for you if you need them. But on top of that, they not only kept those rides going to get people back and forth to work and to church and to the pharmacy and to the doctor's office, but they just made a huge investment on these buses, and they've installed something called the Quantum Securement System, and it's where a person in a wheelchair, rather it's electric or if it's manual or if it's even a scooter, they have autonomy now. It's giving them dignity because they don't have to wait for the driver to get up and get right down to strap them down onto the floor. With COVID, you don't want somebody in your face like that. The driver and the passenger were both on top of each other trying to do this. Now, the person in the wheelchair can come right in, back into the spot, and push a button. And within 25 seconds, the wheelchair is so secure, it will not budge. And there's been times before that where you can see if the bus stopped quickly or it made a hard turn, you might jolt back and forth a little bit in the wheelchair, causing real concern. This is so secure and so quick. And people, and I've seen it when they get on the bus, sometimes like, oh, we had to wait for the bus, you know, the bus driver to get up and stop the bus and help this person in the wheelchair. I have to get to work. And now people see that it's so much easier for everybody. It takes less time. And it gives a person in a wheelchair that dignity to say, I've got this. I can do it myself. And they get right out within 25. I know. Isn't that wonderful? There's such technology out there, and people really do care. I love sharing that with you because I knew you'd care.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, and then too, we're challenging ourselves to just do this. You know, we never challenge ourselves as much as we're challenging ourselves to come up with new ideas to do better.
Right. Be creative. Like that. Yes. Well, I can't thank you enough once again for taking your time. I know you're busy. It took me like a week and a half to get you scheduled because you are so busy. So thank you for making the time for us.
It's a pleasure, always a pleasure. Thank you, Stephanie, for allowing me to be a part of today's program.
Anytime, anytime, Betty. And once again, if anybody wants to be on your program, which is WFLT, it's 1420 AM, give them that phone number again. They can call you and be a guest on your show.
Well, I do African-American Inspiration, which is a separate program on Saturday. To call me at the radio station is 810-239-5733. Leave a message for Betty Hendricks, and I'll call you back.
She will. She's good at that. Well, Betty, thank you so much again. Please stay safe, stay healthy, because we need you out there.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Have a great day.
You as well. And next week, don't miss out, because we're going to be talking to John Mance, and he works over at the Catholic Charities has a warehouse, where if you might have a nonprofit and teachers can go in, anybody, you know, caregivers, there's items over there that might cost $120 for like Instapot. You can get them for $20. He has everything discounted. He's going to be talking to us next week, so don't miss out on that. Once again, when you join us on the Road with MTA and Stephanie K and Jay.
That's right.
Thank you for listening. Stay safe.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.